He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your Rhaegar, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's benign.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
Tara? Tara, talk to me.
Just give me a minute, okay, Chloe? Great. No towels in the dispenser, and I just splashed water all over my face.
Here, I have a napkin left over from lunch. It's clean.
Thanks.
You want to talk about it?
Just check the stalls.
We're good.
Dr. Epic? Seriously?
You're 100% sure that's who you saw in your memory?
Absolutely, Chloe. He was next to my baby crib. He set the music box beside me. It started playing the melody.
And then what?
And then everything just went black.
I don't understand.
Why would Dr. Epic, of all people, be in my room when I was a baby? I didn't even know he existed until I was 11 years old and came face to face with him and his Epic Bot X.
Seems like someone didn't want you to remember.
But who? Why?
Maybe it's time to tell Mr. B.
No, I'm 15 years old, Chloe. I've got to start figuring things out for myself and not go running to Mr. Barrington for every situation.
What can we do then?
I know what I'd like to do.
What?
Confront him.
Who?
Dr. Epic.
Oh, no. Bad idea, T. Super bad idea, as a matter of fact. You wouldn't even know where to find him.
Wanna make a bet?
You know where Dr. Epic hangs out?
I know a lot of classified stuff, Chloe.
That may be true, but you can't leave school without permission. You'd be breaking the rules. So it's a moot point.
Right now, it's almost worth breaking the rules to do it.
T!
Trust me, if there was a way I could leave this island undetected, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Maybe I can help.
Priscilla?
Floating above us.
Oh my god. She heard everything.
Oh my god.
What are you doing up there, Priscilla?
Padmasana, or in other words you losers might better understand, floating in a lotus position and meditating. Sometimes the bathroom is the quietest space I can find.
And you couldn't tell us you were up there?
What a little sneak.
Hey, next time you're checking the bathroom stalls, I suggest you think outside of the box. And look up. Never know who you might find. Enchantis Descendant. Lower now. There. Anyway, I heard all about your little problem, Tara.
Just forget what you heard, Priscilla.
As if. I don't know exactly what it all means, but I do know that it has something to do with that madman, Dr. Epic. Now there's a piece of work.
Priscilla?
Let's go, Chloe.
I can understand how you'd want to know why he was in your bedroom as a little baby. You know, they say there's a symbiotic relationship between heroes and villains. Maybe Dr. Epic is the yin to your yang, Tara. Both of you, inexplicably intertwined. The good against the evil.
Save the spooky witch talk, Priscilla.
I can help you, Tara.
There's nothing I need from you, Priscilla.
Sure there is. It's called a tulpa.
A what?
Tulpa.
What's a tulpa?
Oh, just a little something we witch folks are capable of conjuring up.
What do you mean?
Look it up.
A spell book?
Of course you would call it that. Amateur. It's called a grimoire.
Grimoire?
God, haven't either of you ever seen Wicked? Or any live theater? Ugh, hopeless. Anyway, flipping to page 1345. Read.
Tulpa. Tulpas are the creation of witches, sorcerers, and other enchanted mystics. A tulpa is a sentient being, a separate conscious entity capable of independent thought, actions, memories, and feelings, designed in the image of whatever the mystique chooses.
Precisely.
I don't get it.
God, you guys are slow. Wouldn't know a helping hand if it slapped you upside the head. I am going to conjure up a Terra Tulpa.
What?
She will take your place here on campus while you fly away undetected, freely able to carry out your secret mission to uncover your questionable memories with the mad scientist.
No.
It would just be for one night, Chloe.
No, Tara. There's got to be a catch.
No catch?
But this way I could leave campus. I could confront Dr. Epic.
Exactly. Get all the answers you need.
But you hate us. Why would you help?
Maybe I just feel sorry for you losers.
I'll do it.
What? Tara, no!
Wonderful. I promise you won't regret it. Let's get this ceremony underway! Tara, Chloe, Felicity! Follow me through the woods! This way, ladies!
Chloe, are you making those storm clouds and lightning?
No, that's all her.
Wow.
T, I'm worried.
This is the spot. Gather around the enchanted circle. Felicity, you stand right there. Chloe, there. Tara, right where you are. Good.
I am totally loving this, Pris.
Silence, Felicity!
Sorry. Isn't she so cool when she goes into sorcery mode?
Whatever.
Now then, let's all take hands. It is time to create the tulpa. Winds of the universe, stars of time and space, bring favor upon us. Shine light upon her face.
There's a light all around you.
Intekenus, Zina, Hexen, Algen, Rana. Rise!
Oh my god, Tara. There's a figure coming out of you.
Breathe!
My.
Behold, the Terra Tulpa.
So also
freaking awesome!
Incredible. She looks just like me.
So that's basically it. You're free to go now.
Thank you, Priscilla.
Sure.
I better get going. Summoning the Tower of Blue Sky! Okay, I can use Blue Sky's power to fly.
Tara.
I promise I'll be careful, Chloe. Tulpa, watch out for her, okay? She's my bestie. Of course I will.
Wow, super creepy. T, will you keep in touch?
I've turned Bracelet off for obvious reasons, but I promise I'll check in.
Good luck, Tara.
Yeah, good luck.
Bye. Skyward! There she goes.
Up, up in the sky.
I sure hope she finds the answer she's looking for.
Well, we're out of here.
I need to get some beauty rest.
Hey, where's the Tulpa?
No idea.
What do you mean?
Hey, that's on you.
What's on me?
I created her. But the thing about Tulpas is that they can be, how do I put this mildly, a little mischievous.
What?
Yeah, so you best keep an eye on her.
Better make that two eyes.
Wait, you never said anything about... Priscilla, you did this on purpose.
Have fun.
Bye.
Oh my God. Tara Tulpa? Tara Tulpa? Where are you?
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course! Hit it! There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really oughta know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Many universities have Van de Graaff generators. And while the Boston Museum of Science loves to claim that they have the biggest, I guarantee there is no larger machine than this one right here at San Francisco University. How do I know? Because I built it. Now listen here, students. The Van de Graaff generator is an electrostatic generator, capable of producing constant electric potential differences reaching about 10 million volts. Yes, I'm excited. Of course I'm excited. Electricity, it's all around us. Light itself is an electromagnetic phenomenon. Everything around you requires electricity. Atoms, molecules, all chemical reactions exist because of electricity. Even your nervous system is driven by electricity. In fact, I can sense the nerves flooding through your veins at this very moment. Look at your faces. Your heart's pounding in your chest. Now look at it. The electricity is sparking like magic. Imagine, students, if one could harness such power within their DNA, think of the magnificent possibilities, the worlds they would be able to conquer. That's it for tonight, class. Would anyone like to stay and learn more about the Van de Graaff generator here with me tonight? You'll get extra credit. No takers? Hopeless. I weep for the future generation. Ruth? Ruth, where are... Ah, there you are.
Yep. I just got back with the tacos you ordered.
Ah, good, good. I'm starving. But where am I going to eat it?
Don't worry. I'll clean up your desk so you can sit down and eat. While I work.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful.
So, how was your grand lecture tonight?
Brilliant as usual.
If you don't say so yourself.
Well, I'm just being honest. Though I think it was completely lost on those students. They always looked so vacant behind the eyes.
I'd say more like terrified.
Terrified? Why?
There. You can sit down.
Thank you.
I've seen your lectures, Professor. They're always dangerous.
Oh, life is dangerous, my dear Ruth. I enjoy giving my students a taste of what it's like out in the real world. A world where, at a moment's notice, something, anything, can go horribly wrong. Like this taco. The shell is rotten.
Oh, Professor, you're so crazy. Well, it's late. You need anything else, or may I go?
Run on along after you've shut everything down, Ruth. I still have some paperwork to attend to in my office.
Don't stay up too late, Professor. You might get yourself into trouble.
I certainly hope so. EB3 will have to work things out yourself, 1102. I'm staying at the office late tonight. Goodbye. Now stop calling me. Must remember that equation. Now, what was that equation I was working on? Equation that I was working on. Epic capitalist, you can remember this. Where was I? EXM². And, Who's there? Must remember that. Put that there. I said, who's there?
I am.
What? A voice coming from the rafters. Who is that? I can't see you in the shadows.
And maybe I should shed a little more light.
You.
That's right. It's me. Hello, Professor Epicopolis. Or should I say... Dr. Epic?
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com. From WonkyBot Entertainment.
Time marches forward whether we like it or not. What if I told you there's a way to alter time?
We are in 1886 Paris, France. Over.
We've lost them.
Time-space indicator at level 6.4.
We're in the middle of a mission to save the life of Gustav Eiffel and keep one of the greatest historical monuments on Earth from being wiped out.
Do not lose focus.
When an alien invasion threatens to unravel the timelines of the past, five teenage friends become the only hope the world has.
Even though we've lost connection with the team, they're still forging ahead with the mission.
Our link's been cut?
That doesn't sound good.
So we're stuck.
Something's taking over the controls.
Step away from the console.
Stuart St. John's Time Stream. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I
am a mastermind. There's nothing bigger than my brain.
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch.
And he's the Doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life.
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.